he gives certain sundry sexual sins prohibited, 17 through 20. That's the label I've put on this section. And he says, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, neither shalt thou take her son's daughter, and so on. Now, this relationship, you see, is not by blood, but by marriage. And because of the close relationship of the wife to a daughter or son, any marriage is forbidden. Now, I'm of the opinion that this means that a man's not to have two sisters, even, at the same time. In Leviticus 18, in this section here, in the Berkeley version, it says, do not expose the nakedness of both a woman and a daughter, neither take her son's daughter or daughter's daughter to expose her their blood relatives. It's incest. While your wife is still living, do not take her sister for a rival to expose her nakedness. You see, this was the problem poor old Jacob faced in having two sisters as wives. But remember, that was before the Ten Commandments were given. It wasn't until Moses' day that these were put down. And they've just come out of Egypt where all this was practiced. Then we're told in verse 19, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover nakedness as long as she is put apart for uncleanness. That is something I don't care to go in on the radio, but may I say to you, there are doctors that believe that's the way venereal disease came in. My friend, you're not beating God at this. I don't care who you are today. You're not getting by with it. Verse 20, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. And believe me, God's throwing up the bulwarks to protect the home from the licentious practices of the heathen round about them. Purity of living was to be the badge of God's family. There was a holy place in the tabernacle for worship, and the home was a holy place in the nation for living. And believe me, there is a great deal in the New Testament on this. Read 1 Corinthians 7 in connection with this.